This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have this gentleman on my show. This company came on my radar about 5-6 months ago. I've gotten a lot of emails, said, Everett, please try to get this company on. It might be one of the hottest companies on the OTC markets. We're talking about Optech International Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol OPTI. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him, is the CEO of the company, Mr. Roger Paulson. Roger, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Everett.
Before we get started, give some of my listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and how you make your money.
We're located in two locations here in Southern California, one in Vista, one in Carlsbad. Our Vista location is our admin HQ. And our new facility is literally within walking distance, is 22,000 square feet for our final manufacturing, production, and distribution. We produce and distribute UV, UVC products, PPE products, and our commercial version of UVC sterilization and sanitation is our Rover line, Optech Rover line. These products basically use UV and UVC light to sterilize and disinfect in lieu of toxic chemical traditional cleaning. And this is the new now, is now being used by all the airlines, most metropolitan cities for subways and trains. So we're in that sector. It's a very progressive sector. We expanded to more PPE products recently. We now included our line of biomasks as opposed to the traditional KN95 safety level. We're at 99 with this product, and it is an FDA certified product too. So we're rapidly expanding into that sector. The demand for these products overwhelming worldwide. We get a lot of international inquiries.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. What makes the iWand so special?
The iWand is special in a lot of different ways. It's a really high quality, Apple quality actually, product. It's brushed aircraft aluminum as opposed to the typical competitive, let's say, plastic versions of that. Final assembly is also here. We warranty that product for 2 years. Extremely reliable. I don't know if you've seen them on the website. Happy to have demonstrate on there all the applications for that, but it's something that we use all the time. The reviews on our website are all 5-star from thousands of users now, and basically you use it pretty much anywhere you go. Most popular one, of course, being gas stations, ATM pads. People use them in restaurants to sterilize cups, silverware, almost anything that you would normally, that you use your hands for, basically, that can transfer bacteria or virus, you can sterilize. The only thing with UVC, and not just our product, is you can't actually use it on your skin. You have to keep it away from your skin. But outside of that, it's an amazing product.
Was there any reason why you put out a press release about the new distributors? How's that come along? Can you give us some kind of update on that?
Yeah, so we actually have a number of new distributors, both here and internationally. We're updating our website to include all of those distributors. The reason we didn't do it earlier is because we need the distributors to have their websites updated too, so that when customers, obviously looking in that region, the information is available for that distributor and under the terms that they require. So we do have a list of distributors. We're hoping to have that up this week, even though we said that last week. We're kind of in the hands of the distributors for the data that we need to input. So, yeah.
Just real quick, has anybody asked you to do a white label yet?
Yes. Yeah. Our Greek distributor has asked that, and our Israeli distributor has asked that. Yes. Yes, yes.
The reason why I asked you that, and I actually want to change gears here just for a second. When do you expect to be back on the pink current status on the OTC markets? A lot of people are sending me emails and ask me, when are you guys going to be current?
It went back to current this morning.
Awesome. That's good news to hear about that. And if I think I cut you off a little bit on the Greek thing. If you want to finish your thoughts on that, go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, most of the international distributors that have signed or are in discussions with, they're all looking for white labels, and so we can accommodate that too. Particularly with the I1, we can move very quickly with that.
You know, today you put out a press release saying that you're going to release, I think, first quarter earnings tomorrow. That being said, will you be announcing any financial information for a period ending 9/30/2020 prior to November the 15th for the OTC markets?
Yeah, the financial information that's being published tomorrow, it's an interim financial statement for period ending September 30, 2020. And, of course, officially, the full financial statement is due no later than November 15th on OTC markets. This is just an interim statement, but it's all the information everyone's been looking for. So we decided we would help investors have a better understanding of the change in the market, the change in the company, by publishing an interim statement earlier.
As you know, Roger, probably better than a lot of the CEOs out there, coming up with income, coming up with money to finance that income, to actually having income coming in is pretty hard. You recently put out a press release that you guys secured $5 million in financing. If you would, just update us a little bit on how that came to be.
Yeah, it was an inquiry from RB Capital, and they're local to us, actually. So they came and said, can we talk to you about the growth of the company? Can we come and take a look at the company? So, yeah, they made an appointment, came in. They saw the potential that we have. We were just in the early process of the acquisition of our new distribution center. So, obviously, we told them that we were looking for additional funding, but not in a toxic-type environment. Company recently paid off over $3 million worth of toxic notes, and we didn't want to fall into that category again. So they came up with a very creative long-term financing option for us. We agreed, and we signed accordingly, and it's up to $5 million over a period of time, and we're allowed to tranche that as and when required. So what I can tell you at this point is we've tranched some, but we haven't taken the whole amount yet.
You know, one day this COVID-19 is going to pass. They're going to come up with a vaccine. That being said, will there be a continued use for your products out there?
Everett, my personal opinion on this is I think this is the new now. I think people have been so startled by this pandemic worldwide. I think this is absolutely here to stay from a standpoint of preemptive precautionary solutions. And I think more and more products will enter the market sooner rather than later. And it will just be the way we live from here on in. That's my personal opinion. A lot of the companies that we work with and talk to are of the same frame of mind. So, yeah, I think it's here to stay. It's preemptive, and this is a game changer for the world. So,
yeah, you don't think we're going back to the norm anytime soon?
No, I don't think so personally.
My guest today has been Roger Paulson. He is the CEO of Optech International, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. Look them up. For me, I think they're grossly undervalued here. Around 3 cents a share. The ticker symbol is OPTI, but again, that's my personal opinion. Roger, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Generally, overall, the summary would be, let's all be careful out there. We are a company. We're a for-profit company. We do have good products. The reviews for our products are, like I said, almost five-star across the board. We're pretty credible. And we just want to help too. It's not just about money and business. You know, I've got kids, you've got kids, almost everyone has kids. We need the next generation to be a little safer than we were and blindsided by this pandemic ever.
Roger, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Like I said, I was excited to have you on the show. I think you guys are doing amazing out there. I think you got an amazing product. And hopefully you'll come back on my show in 50 days and give us an update.
Would love to. Thanks very much for the opportunity today. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.